I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Yeah, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
Just drive, see you crazy.
Just drive, baby.
It's the question that drives us.
Driver, take a break. We can reach our destination.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
It is time for the Drive to the Close. This time around, our guest says investors need to chill out. Doug Sciocca joining us once again. Doug is CEO and partner at Kvar Capital Partners, approximately $600 million in assets under management. He joins us from Leawood, Kansas, where they make people so nice that this individual for a long time has not been correcting us that we've been saying his firm name wrong. You are a really good person.
Oh, gosh, that's sweet. And I'll tell you, the only person that corrects you is to me, and it's my mother, because that's her maiden name. And she says, when will they say Kvar? You said that. I hope she's listening.
I hope Mom is listening, too. Nice to have you here. You say investors should chill out.
Thank you.
Can I just say, I kind of agree with you, because when we were seeing all this volatility, I kept saying to everybody, this isn't the financial crisis. Markets correct. And tell us a little bit about your thinking about investors needing to chill out right now.
Well, or just generally relax, right, Carol? I mean, there is a lot of tension in the market right now, and there's a lot of position jockeying. It's a tug of war of sorts, right? How much inflation is going to be good for stocks, and is it good for stocks, and if it is, which stocks? How much inflation is bad for bonds before it becomes good for bonds, and which bonds? And I think there's a lot of disconcerting activity in the market. Largely, it gets in the context of positive correlation, which is rare. There's an interesting stat that we saw this week is that 90% of the time that the stock market has fallen half of 1% this year, the bond market has also fallen. Right in price,
right,
and backed up in yield. So the proverbial typical places to hide or the safe haven trade has not been intact, and I think that has elevated investor anxiety for sure, no question.
All right, yeah, and I mean, when you see that close correlation, it does make you scratch your head a little bit. There are folks that say, though, you know, that there are a lot of investors who have gotten lazy, have gotten complacent about a low rate environment, and that when we do start to see rates creep up, maybe even more so than from where they are here, that is going to be maybe problematic in their psyche. I mean, I don't know. Is it really going to change all that much?
I think that's the $64,000 question. It's new, right? We have been lulled into this sense of complacency. It was like it was this implicit agreement between the Federal Reserve Bank that they would underwrite risk and we as investors would then agree to take risk. And if the risk underwriting is not going to perpetuate, what then is involved with us holding up our end of the bargain? Or is there a bargain to then be even upheld? So I've used this silly analogy. It's not unlike maybe the way you and I would discipline our children, right? As soon as they begin to misbehave, we want to know, what are you thinking? Like, how can you act like that? Now,
right,
when they behave, then that's just the presumptive course of behavior, and it just reinforces our awesomeness as parents. But there's a lot of temperamental nature to markets and investors, and that is on full display right now.
Well, I am curious, though, Doug, you know, what happened in terms of when we saw the volatility a couple weeks ago? Your clients, your investors, were you getting calls? You know, what was the kind of feedback you were getting about the volatility?
We were, and really that is a big part of hopefully we as investment advisors add value, right? When things begin to get disconcerting, that's likely the best time not to react, right? Hopefully throughout the course of rebalancing, monitoring, identification of values and expected returns within asset classes, it's a very progressive and active process. But there is a fixation as to the cause of any correction, right? And I think it's just the human psyche that needs some satisfying. And people never want to betray their instincts to do something when things get ugly, especially when things get ugly very quickly. Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of knee-jerk reactions. What we try to do is talk people out of executing those reactions, because oftentimes they're going to be put in place in inopportune fashion.
Okay, having said that, right? All right, so everybody should relax, chill out a little bit. But having said that, and I'm not saying that the period we're in is anything like the financial crisis, but go back to the crisis and some other points, whether it's the tech run-up too, where people were saying, oh, don't worry, this is going to work out just fine. You know, what would be that piece of data, that trend line that says to you, Doug, that there's something, you know, going on significantly negative in the economic environment and henceforth the financial market environment?
Right. There are a couple of things that I think are really important, given the history of their reliability. And Tony Dwyer, who was on Bloomberg TV this morning, did a great job in identifying the benefit of having not even yield curve steepness, but non-inversion in yield curves, and how that is an environment that is going to promote growth and validate risk-taking. And by that, I mean primarily in the form of owning stocks. If business conditions are sound, underlying economic growth is intact, company profitability is not just growing, Carol, it is bounding forward, right? Right now, with, let's say, 95% of companies having reported for the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. we've seen almost a 15% lift in EPS, and projected, and this can be revised many times, we may see 18% year-over-year next year. So with the non-inverted, reasonably steepening yield curve, strong underlying economic and profit growth, and easy access to capital, right? Yes, the Fed is turning the corner a bit. Yes, they're being less accommodative. No, Jay Powell is not Janet Yellen, but Jay Powell is not a hawk either.
Yeah, exactly, right? And we'll certainly hear more from him next week. Doug Cioka, nice to check in with you, as always. Chief Executive Officer, partner at Kavar Capital Partners. What's your mom's first name?
Georgine,
that one one's for you. All right, Doug, have a great weekend. Kavar has about $600 million in assets under management. Doug joining us on the phone from Leawood, Kansas.